the devil's advocates. Because freedom!
Freedom!
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the J6 Hearing Eve Hump Day Edition. And we're in the happier happy hour. We're rolling through it. Your phone calls, they're always welcome.
Can't forget the happy hour.
967-2789. The happy hour, the happier happy hour. You know, if we did a longer show, there'd be a lot of happies. Except for us. You know, it's about perfect for us.
It is about perfect.
Dominic, I've got some very exciting breaking news from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Your buddy and mine, corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, will have to testify in person this Friday about why he keeps destroying all the records.
Uh-oh.
The special sauce prosecutor, let me just read a little bit of the reporting. Molly Beck, the fine journalist here, a Dane County judge is forcing former corrupted Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to testify in person about his about his handling of public records, Dom, that has attracted lawsuits and at time enraged jurists overseeing the legal challenges. Jurist means the judge. Gableman is required to testify in person on Friday, Dom. That's the day after the J6 committee hearing. Under an order issued Wednesday by Dane County Circuit Judge Frank Remington, who has blasted Gableman's attitude towards transparency. Blasted his ass, I tell ya. So far, Gableman has not appeared in person. Gableman will testify at the same time the Wisconsin Elections Commission is set to meet to elect a new chairman after a delay prompted by the abrupt resignation of Dean Knutson, right? He's the Republican guy. Knutson said the party had rejected him over his refusal to embrace former President Donald Trump's false claims of widespread voter fraud, which Gableman continues to promote. Now, Remington denied a motion from Gableman's attorney to reject the motion to compel the testimony after learning Gableman and his staff were routinely deleting emails, text messages, and other, you know, documents gathered and produced by the taxpayer-funded review of the 2020 election. I'd call it a partisan review, massively over budget review. Well, what would you call it, Fancy Brian?
I just want to add a little bit of parsley to this wonderful sandwich. Scott Bauer tweeting out, a judge today ordered Michael Gableman to be there, but Gableman's attorney said he's going to be out of state.
Where is he going to be? Do they claim where he's going to be? And are we the taxpayers paying for this out-of-state foray?
Don't worry, he'll reimburse
maybe,
us.
Maybe twice.
What if they need to do some sort of investigatory, you know, deposition stuff in Gableman's absence? Because I understand the other guy, the staff attorney down at the office, he's not so much licensed at the bar in the state of Wisconsin.
The office policy is just to say he's there. He'll be there in 20 minutes.
He just stepped out. Friend of man to the post office. A little bit more from Beck here. Gableman and his staff in the Assembly Office of Special Counsel had been destroying documents deemed irrelevant or useless. An attorney representing Gableman in a lawsuit seeking records related to the election review said in a memo to attorneys representing the liberal group American Oversight earlier this year, the practice is a violation of state law, according to the legislature's own attorneys. James Bob, remember this guy?
Well, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene's fine counsel, Dom.
He's like a bad penny. He keeps turning up. When a document comes to the OSC, the OSC evaluates whether the document is of use to the investigation. If it is, the document is downloaded and kept for further investigation or for use in the OSC's reports and recommendations. If the document is irrelevant or useless to the investigation, the OSC deletes
or exculpatory or something we don't want you to see.
Exactly. The judge Remington on Wednesday also suggested one of Gableman's staff members who had been put in charge of results for public records might need to think about getting his own attorney because of the possibility of jail time for disobeying court orders to preserve public records. You know,
you may want to lawyer up when the judge tells you to lawyer up because you lawyer might be up. Subject to jail time as what, a lawyer? Like, the lawyer better get a lawyer because the lawyer's ass might be going to jail. Did I understand all that?
Didn't you get a call one time, Crudy, and people wanting to talk to you about something you did and they suggested
a detective
perhaps
with the La Crosse Police Department? He said, come on down, answer a few questions. I said, well, if I don't like the tone of the the questions, I'm going to ask if they have my lawyer present. And the detective who called the house said, Mr. Crute, why don't you bring your lawyer? And that was the beginning of a very long, you know, dealing with the legal system. I paid my debt to society, man.
Indiscretions of youth. I mean, how much time has to pass before an indiscretion of youth is an indiscretion of youth?
It's been 32 years, and we keep on talking about it on this radio show.
But Gableman, this is like the other day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is the other day. Gableman, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Right? I mean, I remember time. I know we were lamenting earlier in the show about, you know, that and certainly Donald Trump did no favors for journalism and media in this country. You know, you are the bad people, right? He and that's what authoritarians do. They hate a free press, and that's part of the MO. So we're lamenting, you know, that. But I mean, what did a guy like Gableman do to your attitude? Certainly, I'll answer for my attitude of Wisconsin Supreme Court justices? Are you freaking kidding me? How is corrupted this guy Gableman, ever on the bench? Yes, corrupted Gableman. How is he ever on the bench in the first place? And this is how
through a corrupted race against Louis Butler, if I recall.
Corrupted racist race. He was a jurist, right? I mean, he was the judge, and this is how he reacts to another judge.
A lesser judge.
When it pertains
judge.
To laws and open records. I mean, this is
a
very
liberal
simple stuff.
Dane County judge. Remington's shame probably got purple hair and a nose ring.
He's so woke. That's
you
the
recall
problem.
Gableman's prior condescension about the obviously Democrat living with their boyfriend and having purple hair and a nose ring?
Yes, I recall this jackass continuing to run off his mouth. And never forget, the guy was on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Are you kidding me, people?
As an incumbent, even the corrupted Gableman knew he stood no chance at reelection. And I mean, if you want to be reelected as an incumbent on the Supreme Court, I'm not talking about a Dan Kelly-like appointee. I mean, I can't remember the last time an incumbent lost in my lifetime. Gableman didn't have the courage to run for reelection. More reporting. Fine reporting. Patrick Marley. Journal Sentinel, my news source, Wisconsin Republicans have accused state municipal officials of dodging their questions about the 2020 election, but a newly obtained transcript shows they botched an opportunity to conduct an interview in February. This is quite, you know, interesting. Let's just call it that. The document raises fresh questions. I've had lots of questions. Some are less than fresh. I'm just going to tell you. End of the day, they're not all fresh questions about how diligent the team hired by the state assembly has been in conducting its election review. Oh, they're not quite diligent.
No, dude.
And their questions, they're hardly fresh. State taxpayers have spent nearly $900,000 on the review so far. And then there's the Gableman guy, the former corrupted state Supreme Court justice leading the probe.
Quote, unquote.
Last fall, he began issuing dozens of subpoenas to state officials and leaders in the state's five largest cities. Most officials rebuffed Gableman, in part because they said he didn't have the authority to interview them behind closed doors as he had planned. But Kenosha's city administrator, John Morrissey, well, he took a different tack and agreed to appear for a deposition in February at Gableman's office, you know, the liposuction clinic, the office here down in Brookfield, Tom. Morrissey showed up, but the interview didn't take place because Gableman planned to have it conducted by an attorney who isn't licensed to practice law in Wisconsin, according to a transcript of what happened that day. Now, first and foremost, the subheadline here is wrong address on the subpoena. Yeah,
I mean, God.
Gableman has put much of his focus on grants Kenosha and other Wisconsin communities received. The Zuckerbucks, right? He called them Zuckerbucks in his testimony.
Like 50,000 times.
Money received from the Center for Tech and Civic Life to help them run their elections during the coronavirus pandemic. Think Mark Zuckerberg. Courts have repeatedly found the grants were legal, but Gableman has portrayed them as problematic and sought to find out more about them.
Find out more about this legal thing you guys did.
For the February deposition, Morrissey and attorney Brian Charbojan came to the Brookfield address listed on the subpoena, But we're told Gableman's office was actually in a nearby building, according to Morrissey.
What? The buffet was the wrong address?
I don't even know my own website address.
Is that like when Marty used to keep office hours at the strip club during the lunch? There they met with Clint Lancaster, an Arkansas attorney Gableman hired last fall. Fine attorney, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Charbojan, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that. I'm sure I'm right, though. Told Lancaster the subpoena was for Morrissey and had not been properly served, was too vague, and was overly broad, according to a copy of the transcript. So, you know, throwing the legal stuff back at him. He offered a litany of other objections as well, saying the interview should be conducted before a legislative committee at the state capitol instead of a private office. But despite the concerns, Charbojan said he was willing to let Morrissey talk to Gableman's team as long as the interview was conducted by an attorney licensed in Wisconsin. Well, that shouldn't be a problem, right?
Right.
Was it a problem, Don?
It was a problem. Lancaster contended state rules allowed him to conduct the interview, even though he's not licensed to practice law. He said he was acting as an investigator, not an attorney. I work for the legislature, and there is no requirement that I be licensed if I work for the legislature, Lancaster said, according to the transcript. Charbojan said he had consulted with the state bar of Wisconsin about the deposition and determined that he would be putting his own law license in jeopardy if he allowed Morrissey to answer questions from Lancaster. If you're not willing to make the assertion that you're authorized to practice law, then I can't assist you in the unauthorized practice of law, he told Lancaster.
Can you repeat that part for the people that weren't paying attention? Pay attention to this part. Just hear Dom out one more time.
Kenosha City Administrator, all right, Morrissey, his attorney, said he consulted with the state bar of Wisconsin about the deposition and determined that he would be putting his own law license in jeopardy if he allowed his client to answer questions from Lancaster, who's not licensed in the state of Wisconsin. And the attorney, Charbojan, said this: if you're not willing to make the assertion that you're authorized to practice law, then I cannot assist you in the unauthorized practice of law.
Now, do you think when our pal Gableman, you know, the corrupted former Supreme Court justice, when he has to give his own little deposition on Friday, although he's claiming he's traveling out of state, got to wash his hair, lots of stuff on his calendar.
So very busy, you know, uncovering leads and finding the bad guys.
Do you think this will be a topic of conversation with the jurists that, you know, up until now, Gableman's been effectively disdainful of? Do you think he will ask him about the non-licensed practice of law in the state? He's got to stay on point, man.
I don't think, I mean, there's so many rabbit holes to go down with this guy. I don't think you do that. I mean, you have an issue that you're destroying public records. That's the issue I would expect that they would stay on.
Well, Dominic, Michael Gableman's licensed to practice law in the state of Wisconsin, last I heard, until, you know, someone files an ethics complaint and gets his license revoked. But currently, in the now, since he is, why didn't he just conduct the interview?
Crudy, after that little back and forth, according to Patrick Marley at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the two sides took a break so Lancaster could confer with Gableman, who wasn't in the office, apparently at the buffet down the street. Afterwards, Lancaster said he and Gableman disagreed with Charbojan, but said Gableman would be there in 20 minutes so he could conduct the interview. I'll be right there. Charbojan decided he and Morrissey wouldn't wait for Gableman. He said Gableman's team wasn't ready at the time and place listed on the subpoena. We've tried very hard to be cooperative, and our position is we've complied with the subpoena. And if you're going, and if you don't have a lawyer here that's ready to question us at 9, if you want something further in regards to this subpoena, you need a new one, and we're going to end.
Lancaster was disappointed in the decision. I would say that I would not consider the city of Kenosha to be as cooperative as initially thought, but that's your decision and not mine. Come back, more Devils.
I met this lawyer. We went out to dinner. I had the lobster bisque. We went back to my place, yada, yada, yada. I never heard from him again.
Shame on you.